The head coach of the Beavers, Tom Cerruturi, now joining us. Tom, this game makes no darn sense at times. I'm not going to lie to you. But that third period was certainly entertaining to watch.
Yeah, no, it was. No, we were, like, there's no question. This was probably, you know, that was the worst first period we've had all year, the worst period of hockey we had. And we weren't a great hockey team tonight, but we won that game. And that's what it's all about. You find a way to get it done. And we found a way to get it done, Schultz. And we were on the other side of that a few times, sure. We gave up some leads at the end. And so anyway, at the end of the day, again, maybe it wasn't a great outing by the boys, but I also want to make sure that these guys get credit for they get credit for getting it done. And we got it done.
Hey, there are some days you're going to have it, some days you're not, but you have a job to do. That's being a hockey player, that's being a hockey coach, a radio guy, who knows what. You got a job to do, and you get it. You get it done. And I thought it all started with the first. Heck of a play on zone entry there. Carter Jones fights the puck in, feeds it across. Elias makes a heck of a shot. Great tip in by Ross. That all started with zone entry on that first one, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And even though our power play wasn't great, we get a couple of goals. You know what I mean? It's just interesting how this game plays out, Schultze.
Ross's second one, I got a text from a fan that said, I think I could have scored on that one. Well, you got to be at the right place at the right time.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, of course. But it's all obviously, again, it's all about the process and what goes up to it. So, of course, a lot of times people can score goals when they're off the post in an open net. But, again, getting to that place and creating that opportunity isn't the easiest thing in the world.
Alexander Lundman, great hands to get around his guy, get into a position to make a shot, and a pinpoint shot.
Yeah.
Does he get enough credit for his hands?
No, he's good. Like he's good. He's got quick hands with his shot, and that's that. You know, I actually told Lundy. I met this. I watched him enough that year. We recruited him on the Instat, and I saw goals like that. So when I saw that, I had a flashback.
It's kind of ironic. At Thursday night meal last night, we were talking about Orlando Alamano and all of his wins coming off of the bench, and here comes Gavin Enright, doesn't give up a goal in 40 minutes, and hey, sometimes that emotional shot in the arm is just as important as a physical kick in the pants, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess I don't know how what I wanted to ask that question, but hey, that bringing a guy off the bench oftentimes does give a team a slap in the face, for lack of a better term, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm expecting another weird one tomorrow, Tom.
All right,
see you
thanks.
Then. Yep. Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers, our Paul Bunning Communications post-game show tonight. Beavers winners by the final score of 3-2.